KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Good morning and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Our Champions match this morning is going to be done at about 9:30, so it's going to be from about 9:30 to 9:40, so please save your donations and call them when we have our Champions match. This morning, our guest on Cowtown Conversation is someone that we all call when we need a when we have a problem, because crime is an element that impacts every city and neighborhood, and oftentimes many crimes go unsolved because there's not an eyewitness. This morning, our guest is Sergeant Jacob Bacina of the Kansas City Police Department, and he's been discussing a new program to combat crime in Kansas City called Watch KC. Good morning, Jacob, and welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning, Joseph. Thank you for having me.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been on the Kansas City Police Department, and what departments have you worked in?
Sure. I've been around here almost 14 years. I've been a sergeant for nearly 5 years now. As a sergeant, I have worked in the Central Patrol Division on the evening shift, and then currently I'm assigned in the Law Enforcement Resource Center in our Real-Time Crime Center. Before that, I had some assignments at the Training Academy and then our Tactical Response Team.
So, as I just stated earlier, every area of our city has been touched by crime, and I know residents are frustrated and tired. What is Watch KC?
Watch KC is a partnership that we've enacted in the last couple of months where we seek to partner with neighborhoods, residents in neighborhoods and businesses that have privately owned surveillance security cameras. We know that security cameras are easier to maintain, easier to operate, and more affordable to obtain now more than they are ever. We know there's more cameras than there ever have been out in our community. Also, we don't necessarily know where all those cameras are if there's ever footage that we need to help solve a crime that may have occurred and been captured on one of those cameras. So we seek for the residents and business owners to register their contact information so that we know that they have a camera, what kind of camera it is, and how long the footage may be recorded, so that one of our investigators can reach out to them if a crime occurs in the vicinity of their home or business, and then contact them and say, hey, was there footage of this potential criminal activity? Could you have maybe seen the suspect, or could your camera have maybe seen the suspect or a vehicle involved in it? Our detectives do a really good job of canvassing areas looking for cameras already whenever they're investigating crimes. And this just gives them a head start on being able to know who to contact, when is a good time to contact them, and what the best method to contact them is, as opposed to getting lucky and knocking on the door at the right time or being there during the business hours.
So does Watch KC help solving crimes? I know sometimes, as police say, there's always an eyewitness, and sometimes people don't want to talk. But with having that camera and having that footage and seeing that, has that helped them solve some crimes in Kansas City?
Camera footage has always been an integral part of violent crimes and any crime investigations here in Kansas City, and any police department for that matter. We know that there's going to be more cameras every day. You know, every day people add cameras to their businesses or their homes. And, the camera doesn't lie, as they say. And so the camera footage is not subject to human error. And so I know detectives really like to have camera footage for their case, and it really helps them. And then this program, it can't help but be a help to them, make them more efficient, and help save time for them because they know immediately where to go and who to reach out to see if there's potential camera footage. So it saves them time in the long run.
I know there are many different types of cameras. There's high def, there's high definition, then there's 1080, you know, the 720. Does a resident or business have to have a certain brand or type of camera to participate in the program?
No, they don't. It just needs to record. That's the biggest thing. We would, we use all types of camera footage. Our investigators do. And if the camera records and it saves the footage, and that footage can then be passed along to a detective to help them see, get a better idea of what happened, then basically anything will work. I know there are lots of for home use, there's lots of, you know, very simple to operate cameras that are out there, and as long as they record and the images and the video can be passed along, then it's a win-win for us.
What about night vision? Does the camera, does there certain requirements that people may have to have for, you know, a night vision camera, something like that, that similar, just to make sure that you can see things that may happen at night? Because I know this is a nocturnal city, and a lot of crimes happen after the sun goes down.
Sure. I know that most cameras do have night vision capabilities, or at least kind of a shifting of the way the light comes in. What I would say is, even if your camera doesn't have night vision capabilities, we'd still love for you to register, because some crimes do occur during the day, and we might get lucky and have a good image. So it's not a requirement by any means. No need to spend extra money if you're getting a camera. Whatever you happen to have, you know, we'd love to just know, you know, where it's at and who we can contact in the event that there is any criminal activity nearby.
We know that many people are just reluctant to come forward because people are fearful of being reprisal in situations and they want to get involved. If there's a camera and it records the footage, does that person, are they still required to come and be an eyewitness? How does that particular situation work?
No, not necessarily at all. Just owning a camera that has footage would not necessarily subject anyone to testimony in court or anything like that, like a live face-to-face eyewitness encounter would. The footage would be handed over to a detective and then kept secure in the detective's case file and only, you know, shared with those involved in the case, in the law enforcement field or the prosecution of the case.
So does that list where the footage may have been acquired from, is that information available to, you know, the prosecution? Does that come out, or is it just that they've got video footage of the particular crime?
There would be a listing of where the footage comes from and the area that it comes from and the fact that there is video evidence. That would be, but again, that's kept secure to only people involved in the law enforcement community that are part of the investigation of the case, the investigators, their supervisors, prosecution, and so on.
Now for the big question, I've registered my camera with the KCPD Watch KC program. Does the police department have constant access to my video? You know, as my video is running 24/7, is that something that the police are monitoring 24/7?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that a lot of times. And the answer to that is absolutely not. The police department is not in the business of monitoring, you know, live footage of people's businesses or homes. And even if we were in the business of that, the storage capabilities, we wouldn't have the storage capabilities to do something like that. All we're asking for is, if you have a camera, we just want to know how to get a hold of you, the best time to contact you, the best way to contact you, so that we could say a crime occurred, you know, in front of your house or near your neighbor's house, and, you know, we want to see if your camera had any footage of it. And then at that point in time, you could arrange with the detective to meet at a time that's convenient for both of you, and then the detective or a crime scene personnel could obtain that video footage from you at that time. Again, I'd like to mention, too, when that question comes up, that our program is 100% voluntary. You can opt out at any given time. On our website, there is an opt-out tab, and all you need to do is just click the opt-out button, and it will send the information to us, and we'll remove it from our secure servers. So at any time, they can opt out.
So I know, is there any situations that you may be able to speak of where video evidence may have been recorded and used? I know every time there was a shooting in Westport, sadly, a couple of months ago, and I know that we were able to get the description of the car and the color of the car and the license plate. Was that something that came through video surveillance program?
I would not necessarily say this video surveillance program, but I do know that every day there are crimes that are captured on video, and our investigators use that video to help solve those crimes. So the more knowledge they have and the more access they have to video surveillance after it's recorded, the better they can be. So it's it's an everyday thing.
I know sometimes when you see situations at gas station robberies, that's a perfect example, because then they don't have to, in that moment where you're fearful of your life, you can't remember what color jacket he was, how tall he was, you know, whether the gun was in his right hand or his left hand. And you see that video footage, and it shows, you know, the video, as you said, video doesn't lie, shows, you know, what color his jacket was, you know, his race, nationality. You can get approximate of how, maybe how tall he was, and, you know, if they've got cameras on the outside, what kind of vehicle they fled in. So it's a great way to help deter, in some cases, deter crime, but also in some cases to be able to figure out what actually happened in the situation and kind of go from there.
Absolutely. You know, eyewitness testimony from human beings is very valuable in cases, but it has been shown that it is not 100% accurate at all times. The camera's footage is not subject to human adrenaline reactions, to fear reactions, all of those things. The camera footage just shows what is there. And so a good combination of a personal account in addition to camera footage is very valuable to detective investigators.
So in Kansas City, our crime is bilateral because we're so close to the state line. And there are hundreds of cases each day of criminals crossing one boundary to the other. Is this a program that's offered in other cities and municipalities around Kansas City, say KCK or some, you know, Independence? Do some of these cities have the same program?
There are some others in the metro area that I know of for sure. The Merriam, City of Merriam Police Department, Lenexa, and Leawood all have programs similar to this. What I'd invite anybody to do that lives outside of the city limits of Kansas City that's listening, if it's something that you are wanting to be part of and you think would be good for your police department, I'd urge you to contact your police department's, you know, community outreach, community interaction representative, whoever that might be or however they have that structured, and urge them to, you know, to develop a program like this. You know, we did this internally. We developed this program, and it with very little cost to us. So I'd be happy to speak to any other police department in the area that's interested in this and give them kind of the play-by-play of how we developed it at our shop. And so, you know, I would just encourage you to encourage your police department to get on board with this, because, you know, video evidence is out there for everyone, and the opportunity to partner with your police department and, you know, everybody have a hand in making their communities a little bit safer is out there.
So this is a new program to Kansas City. How did Kansas City Police Department get started with Watch KC, and where did you all go to learn the model from?
Yeah, so it's new to us. We've had it for a couple months, and we've been working on it for about the last year. It was kind of born out of a need. You know, we could see in our unit, we're responsible for helping detectives follow up with video surveillance that we have access to, you know, out in public, you know, public video surveillance. And so we were constantly getting requests from detectives about, you know, do we have a camera here? Or, you know, did our cameras at whatever intersection, did they capture footage? And so I really wanted the detectives to know where we had a camera. But then also kind of we got information that other agencies, you know, capture and retain the privately owned surveillance camera information. And so to help partner their detectives with video cameras that and surveillance footage that private, you know, residents and business owners have. And so, you know, we started looking at it and found a model in a couple other cities nationwide that are similar to our size. Las Vegas Police Department had a model. Philadelphia Police Department, San Antonio, they were all doing a program similar to this. And so usually police departments are pretty good. If you reach out to them, you can kind of get in touch with who's in charge, and they'll give you the playbook, so to speak, about how they developed it. And so there are programs out there that you can purchase that do this. But again, this being something that wasn't budgeted for, we didn't have a budget to spend a lot of money on a program to do this. And so we had to develop it on our own. And, you know, we saw both models, and we felt that this one that we developed was probably the best for us at this time, having no budget for something like this. And so we put it together over the last several months, and that's kind of how we arrived at where we are today.
And as you mentioned, Las Vegas, and we all remember what happened there, I bet those officers in that city are very thankful to have had that program because it gave them a lot of insight and to be able to recreate in a time where there was mass chaos and panic. But as we said, the video didn't respond to human interaction. It just recorded what was there. And I know that's going to be a great defense for them and help them solve that horrible situation that happened there.
Sure. Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break and do our champions match, and then we're going to talk about how you can continue to help KKFI put on great programs like Cowtown Conversations and some of our other public affairs programs that happen.
Hey, everyone. This is Bill Sundahl, and we are kicking off a champions match right now. So call in the next 7 minutes and get your donation matched by our generous champion. And you can dial 888-931-0901 and do that, or go to kkfi.org. Fund as many hours of KKFI's programming as you can and get your donation matched right now. 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org.
Woo-hoo! Champions win!
And we are back. And the programming that you hear on KKFI is not commercial sponsored. It's done by, we're all volunteers. And we come here to tell the stories that we want other people to hear. You know, the people that come in and do your morning rush hour DJ music as it helps you get to work and from work are all volunteers. We're not paid. And we do this because this is Kansas City's only community radio station. We have 100,000 watts of power, and we reach and talk about subjects that you may not be able to hear, you won't be able to hear on other stations, and it is listener supported. And we can't do what we do without you listeners helping us to be able to be on the air and stay on the air. And I know we have our chair of our program committee here, who Lincoln is going to talk a little bit more about that.
All right. Well, you know, what you look at a young man here like Joseph Jackson and sitting across from an officer of the law from here in our vicinity, and you know what they have in common? They both serve the public. I mean, truly, when you come and create a show to educate, inform, and help the local community, where else do you hear that on the radio dial? Nowhere in Kansas City except KKFI. And 80% of the money we bring in comes from individual donors, people exactly like you. Now, it just so happens that a young lady named Kathy Peters said she will put $100 to match up with your donations over these next, man, I think we're down to maybe, 5 minutes now. So time is limited, and time is now for you to act. 888-931-0901. Or online at kkfi.org. This is your opportunity to say, yes, I want local programming that applies to me and that is not influenced by big money. This is not influenced by people who are paying to play ads on our station. This is brought to you by people who care about you. Show us that you care about us as well. Pick up that phone, dial 888-931-0901, or go online to kkfi.org, and let's make Kathy Peters happy. She'll be happy to give this $100 if we can match it with your phone calls. And, you know, Joseph is sitting in here. He comes in every Thursday, puts together a show all week long. He spends his time to prepare a show to do community good, and he can see right through the window into the other room, and he can tell if you called or not because he can tell if people are talking on the telephone. So don't let him down. Show some love to Joseph Jackson. Make that call, 888-931-0901, or go online, kkfi.org. We have a little friendly competition here between the DJs. See who gets the most money in during their show. Don't let Joseph down.
And you, when you go online, you can donate. It's secure. There's no risk of your credit card or anything being compromised. So please go online and donate at kkfi.org/donate. And also, for those that may be interested, you can do a continuous donation. You can have it taken out monthly, so you can spread your donation out just not one time, but you can spread it out over the year and continue to donate and support our listeners, support the radio, because the things that you, the radio programs you hear here, you're not going to hear on any other stations, because some of the things we may talk about are not things that listeners can be, can get to listen to, because the sponsor says, well, we don't want to have that played, or that's a different position than what we want people to hear.
You know, when you listen to some of the syndicated programs that we play, like Democracy Now! That we just finished, or Jaws of Justice, you will hear the unvarnished truth, unedited, because they don't have to kowtow down to a sponsor. They don't have to kowtow down to the Koch brothers who say, oh, I'm paying for this show, and I don't want you to say that. But here on Cowtown Conversations, not only is it unencumbered by big money anywhere, it's specific to Kansas City. It is local. It's relevant to you. We broadcast worldwide over the web, but this is specific just for you. When we say 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, that community, that word is the most important word in the whole thing, because, you know, we are a community here at the station, a community made up of volunteers, of committee members, of donors. You are part of the community. If you're a donor, you're part of the community. You're part of KKFI. If you pledge $90 and get that T-shirt, you wear that T-shirt proudly. That says more about you if you're wearing a KKFI T-shirt for $90 than if you're wearing a designer T-shirt that cost $100. Because it says, I care to give to others, not just buy stuff for myself. It shows that you're a giving person. We're down to now just, what do we have, 4 minutes left?
So we've got about another 90 seconds left. So.
Oh, 90 seconds, that's even worse. It's time for you to call. You know, you can, like Joseph said, you could give $10 a month. And that would be $120 a year. That would meet the entire match. We'd get the full match. You'd be giving, $220 to the station for only the cost of $10 a month. That's one meal you eat out that you eat at home instead. One out of the 30 days in the month, that's not much to ask to get the quality of public affairs, the true and honest information that we bring across, that we're not selling anything. We have no agenda underneath what we broadcast. It's true, it's out there, and it's to help you. Time for you to help us. Make that call, 888-931-0901, or online at kkfi.org.
So we thank you in advance for the donations, because it helps us maintain the equipment, helps us do all the things that we need to do with the station to ensure that you have great community-based listener-supported radio.
All right, and where are we sitting on time?
We've got about 15 seconds left.
15 seconds. Well, I am going to go back over to Pledge Central next door, where operators are standing by for your call. And even if we're 3 seconds over, if the phone is ringing when I enter the room, I'll count it towards the pledge. You call us. We'll take care of you as you take care of us, keeping the station on the air, not just for the past 30 years, but for the next 30 years. 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. And I think now it's time to get back to the programming we're talking about. Good programming to help and inform you.
Thank you, Lincoln. So as we get back here, so, officer, how does a business or a resident sign up for Watch KC?
Sure. They can access the website straight from our website, Kansas City Police Department website, which is at kcmo.gov/police/watchkc. And then the Watch KC is all together, WATCHKC. You can also go to the police department website and just do a search for Watch KC. The website is search-enabled. And in the search field, type in Watch KC. It'll take you directly there.
I know that if there's a crime, the homeowner's not at home, they don't see the crime, and the police officer they have registered for the program, and a police officer determines that there was a crime in that area, then how is the homeowner contacted to be able to get that video? What's the process?
Well, that's the great thing about this program is that in the past, what might happen is a detective might come and knock on the door, and if nobody's home again, then maybe they wouldn't, you know, be able to reach anybody. At this, with this program, it gives people the opportunity. They can put in the fields whenever they sign up, the preferred contact method, be it phone, email, which phone number you'd like them to call, whatever it might be. And so they could be contacted by phone, by email, whatever they prefer.
We'd like to thank Joanne Witt of Kansas City, Missouri, for her generous donation to help us with our Champions Match. So thank you, Joanne, and continue listening to our listener-supported radio. So if you have a question for Officer Bacina about the program, you can call a studio line at 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So I know it's one of those questions that's hard to think about, but have you all been able to estimate how much just having this system has helped you all solve some crimes in Kansas City?
You're correct in saying that. It's hard to estimate and put a number value on this because crime is such a multifactorial problem that we have, and so many things go into it. But I can tell you that conversationally with many of the detectives that have begun using this already, they say they like it. They say that they use it on almost every one of their cases, at least to just check and see, you know, if there's something they might be missing with camera footage in that may be in that area. So I do know that it's becoming more prevalent, more and more prevalent. We're training more detectives all the time and getting more of them access to sign into the program. And I know that they are all they have very favorable reviews of it. So the happy detectives are good at solving crimes, and making them more efficient is something that can only help them in the long run be more accessible and have better opportunity to solve more crimes.
I know I was out at a local store looking at some surveillance systems, and I happened to run into a resident who I was looking at what kind of money we wanted to get, and he was telling me that he had provided not KCPD footage but another local police department footage for a situation that happened in that location, and they were able to get information about the crime that happened. And so this is a real program. And just because you may not live in Kansas City where it happens, it's not saying that, one, you can't bring it to your city, or two, footage that you may get may not be able to help. And one thing we have to look at, we all carry cameras around on us every day. And because we all have cell phones, and those cell phones, and each one of those cell phones is a video camera. So just because you're not at home and you may see a crime, you know, you duck and cover, but you can also definitely sit there and, you know, video with your camera phone, and that can be a great help to detectives. But also, you know, if something happens, somebody will know what happened and what the process was. And we all have been touched by crime, and I know in certain communities people don't want to talk, but this is a program that will allow the camera to talk in a situation to where, you know, you may not want to talk. And we talk about our city surveillance cameras. It was those surveillance cameras that caught the United States postal worker who was dumping mail in one of the areas, because it was there to catch illegal dumping. And it caught a lot more illegal dumping. But, you know, in that case, crime, as Officer Bacina said, crime knows no, it doesn't know race, it doesn't know age, it doesn't know geographical boundaries. But these camera systems help because it gives them a way to be able to go back and reconstruct what happened. You know, in that case with the mail situation, that was not only a city crime of illegal dumping, but that was a federal crime of the United States mail. So these are programs that do work and have shown to reduce crime in some cases and keep communities cleaner. I know we face a lot of illegal dumping on the east side of Kansas City, and they've started putting in cameras because instead of the residents having to confront people, the cameras will turn around. It'll give you the description of the people, you know, shows what they dumped. It shows the vehicle they were driving, but most importantly, it shows their license plate, because they can go back and catch. The ticket goes back to the individual who owns the vehicle. He may not be in driving, but as his vehicle was used in the commission of a crime. So this is a great program that helps not only just for your crime in your community, but it also works for other programs. So definitely, we had a caller, but give us a call back. The call didn't go through. 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So is there more information on your website that people can definitely give a lot of information? What's that website again?
Sure, yeah. All the information and frequently asked questions are available there. You can find it at kcmo.gov/police/watchkc. And all the information would be under there. Again, you can also search for that on the police department website, kcmo.gov/police. And search for Watch KC or any other thing that you might want to search for on the police department website. It's all there in that search function. But there are frequently asked questions that are answered on there, and then all the information you need to sign up for the program.
Okay. We've got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Can you tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from?
I'm calling from Overland Park. Rich?
Yes, Rich. Go ahead. What's your question for Officer
Well,
Bassan?
There was a case recently where a man was released from prison after a number of years because he looked like another man who later on confessed to the crime. I think this video surveillance stuff lends itself to false identification and kind of witch hunting, personally.
Okay. Thank you, Rich, for your comments.
Okay.
Sure. So, Officer Bassina, but in the case, you know, the picture's worth... They said picture's worth 1,000 words, so a video has to be worth 1,000,000 words. Does it help? It helps more clarify the situation for officers, doesn't it? Because you can kind of tell more about the person. You know, some people may look alike, but, you know, height, weight, hair, all those different things, those are caught on video.
Absolutely. You know, I 100% believe that that video evidence, video footage, is more accurate every time than just a eyewitness testimony alone. The combination of the two of them gives us the best perspective and best picture, simply because there are human factors that go into eyewitness testimony. It's right a lot of the times. They are very accurate. But if I'm involved in an investigation, I really like, and I know the prosecutors are the same way, they really like to see video evidence of a crime that shows a clear depiction of what happened. They definitely prefer that.
I know that some of the information that, you know, if you're in some situations, the video doesn't lie, but we don't realize how many times a day that we're on camera. If we go to the ATM, if we're driving down the streets, you know, sometimes mistakes are made, but I know in the situation there was a person who was convicted, but they were able to use the cell phone trace. So we've got a caller. Hold on 1 second. We lost that one. They're going to transfer it in. We're having a little bit of a problem here. So give us a call back. 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So as you begin to look at, you know, some of the things that people can do, what can people do to help police with the Watch KC program? Do you all go out to neighborhood? If you're a neighborhood president and you all would like somebody to come talk about this program, is this something that you all would be happy to do?
Absolutely. I would love the opportunity to go out and speak to different neighborhood groups. I have spoken to several of them in the area already. I have more appointments with a few more. We have also partnered with and educated all of our community interaction officers that are assigned to our 6 patrol division stations. Each division station has its own dedicated community interaction officer. They are also familiar with the program and how it works, and they could be contacted, and one of their main purposes is to go out and interface with community groups and neighborhood associations. I've offered to them to be available, you know, anytime they'd like to have, you know, somebody come and speak on the program. I've done so many times, and I plan to do so many more times. So I would invite anyone to please, invite us to come out and speak through your community interaction officer or some other way that you know of, contacting the division station, and we'd be happy to, absolutely.
We have a caller on line one. Caller, go ahead. Can you tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Jack Shawnee.
Yes, Jack, go ahead. What's your question for Officer Bassina?
Good morning. I don't like all the cameras. It's like a police state. And also, I'm wondering, why don't the police get convicted when they get caught on camera?
Okay.
Beating somebody up or killing them. Answer that. Thanks.
So thank you, Jack. I know in some cases that there have been situations around the nation where people have been convicted from the footage, so it's not something that if you look at what happened in California, the most famous one, Rodney King, those officers were prosecuted, and you look at some of the things that happened in the Midwest, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes there's video available, sometimes there's not, but there's different things we can do. So we've got another caller. Give us 1 second here.
Yeah, and I also thank Jack for his call, Jack from Shawnee. His perspective is one that a lot of people share. And that's specifically, you know, my reason for wanting to mention that, you know, we don't look at live footage at people's homes or anything like that. We're not in the business of doing that. We see it as a partnership because we know that more and more people have cameras and have access to cameras because they purchase them for home surveillance or business surveillance. And, you know, we see this as an opportunity if a homeowner or business owner is saying to themselves, what can I do to help solve the crime problem that I perceive in my neighborhood? This is one little thing you can do to help make your police department more efficient and more effective.
We had a caller, so we got disconnected in the process. So if you give us a call back at 816-931-5534, that's 816-931-KKFI. I know in certain situations, the camera speaks when nobody else can speak. And in a case where that loved one is waiting on the news, they're hoping, they're praying, it allows them, it's that maybe that one link where you caught somebody at the ATM or they were caught at a traffic camera and there was somebody else in the car with them. It gives detectives that one lead that they may need to crack the case. And, you know, unfortunately, crime is an event, as we said, it doesn't know race, it doesn't know religion, it doesn't know whether you're rich or poor. You know, if you live in the suburbs or you live in the city, but in some cases people are afraid to speak out. But in the case of the video just gives the details and it gives officers the information that they may need and to help solve that crime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so many times, you know, there's just one small little thing that helps an investigation turn. In a violent crime investigation or any crime for that matter, it's just one little thing. And it could be some little piece of footage from a vehicle or the side of a suspect, the side image of a suspect. And then somebody recognizes that. And then justice can be brought, you know. And if justice is brought in one case that it wouldn't have been otherwise, then, you know, that makes your neighborhood that much safer if that person that's doing those crimes is not out there continuing to do those crimes. It helps you personally as a victim of crime, and it helps your neighbors as well feel safer and actually literally be safer in their neighborhood.
So as we wind up here, I want to thank you for coming this morning, Officer Bacina. Do you have any other tips for people if somebody wants to give you a call? Is there a way they can contact you or get a hold of your department?
Sure. All the contact information is on our department website. You can also call the non-emergency number at 234-5000. And you can ask to speak to any unit or any department there. But everything is available on our website. And I just urge people to, if you see a crime or possibly see a crime, please call 911 to report that. And, you know, continue to use that system. That's how we know where to go. We can't know where to go if nobody tells us something's going on. So we continue to urge people to call 911 and report suspicious activity or criminal activity in their neighborhood. And we'll continue to keep coming.
So we never end Cowtown Conversations without a community minute. Next Step KC operates several IRS-sponsored volunteer income tax assistance sites, VITA. The help with tax preparation for those in the Kansas City metropolitan area. VITA offers free tax help to hardworking families with incomes of less than $60,000 who cannot afford to have their taxes prepared. You get the same service from individuals being trained. So you can call 211 to help you locate a VITA site near you or go online to nextstepskc.org/free-tax-preparation. And also, the Kansas City Public Schools are enrolling for kindergarten, preschool, kindergarten, pre-K, and neighborhood school enrollment starts today, February 1st. So for more information, call 816-418-7000. For Cowtown Conversations, this has been Joseph Jackson. Tune in next week, and our guest is going to be Dina Newman from the Center for Neighborhoods for Kansas City, Missouri. And stay tuned for LJ Soul. So have a great, wonderful day.
Supporting KKFI, Folk Alliance International, presenting the 2018